During the month of November, as we're reflecting upon our stewardship commitments, today we're reflecting on talent, I have found it very important and valuable that we hear people speak about and testify to their own witness and experience of living out the stewardship way of life, how they've been formed in their talents. When we hear other people's stories, we can connect with them, and the message comes alive. And so I'm happy to invite the Donlinger family up to give a witness to their experience of stewardship, particularly in the way of the way that God has given them talent and how they have put that at the service of others.
I'd like to start out with a prayer. This is by St. John Paul II. Christ, make me become and remain the servant of your unique power, the servant of your sweet power, the servant of your power that knows no eventide. Make me a servant, indeed, the servant of your servants. Amen. Morning, everyone. We are the Donlinger family. I'm Nick, my beautiful wife, Sarah, my beautiful daughter, Allison. It is stewardship renewal time, and we are grateful to be able to share why stewardship of time, talent, and treasure has been and continues to be the center of our family life. We are blessed to be here today with you at Blessed Sacrament, and we thank Father for giving us the opportunity to share with you.
Nick and I came from dedicated, hard-working, and faithful Christian families. Nick, a Catholic, and me, I'm an Episcopalian, I'm a convert. Our parents not only practiced stewardship, but lived it. We saw our moms and dads putting money in the baskets every Sunday, and they were always volunteering for parish activities and would often include us. There was no better way to learn stewardship than from your parents' example. What we learned from them was what we wanted to be.
Even with the example my parents set, at the age of 20, I was a taker and not a giver. Ashamed and disappointed in myself, I can remember as if it were yesterday, I vowed to never again take another single red cent from my parents. I can still feel that shame today. Broke, alone, and on my own, I joined the Army for 4 years and served in Vietnam and was given an honorable discharge in 1970. I served our country with honor and pride. I learned an important lesson in the Army, to serve unselfishly and to sacrifice for others, even your life. This was the stewardship I saw in my parents, unselfish, sacrifice, and even willing to die for their children. It was to stick with me for the rest of my life.
We were married here at Blessed Sacrament in 1979. We started our young family with the son, Raymond, and our daughter, Allison. From early on in our marriage, we joined parish organizations and pitched in wherever needed. We tithed before tithing was even a word. Like our parents, we involved our children in helping out with parish activities and fundraising, such as raising money for the disabled population and among other fundraisers. Allison always raised the most money. Family involvement has always been a family tradition of the Donlingers.
We were just an ordinary family doing as we were supposed to do as we learned from our parents, giving because that was the right thing to do. Then one day, my faith was challenged by a Protestant. As you might guess, we Catholics know that the Catholic Church is the one true church, but I'll be darned if I could tell you why. That was the second time in my life that I was completely humiliated and embarrassed. Well, needless to say, I took care of that problem. It was time for some serious studying about our Catholic faith. No more political talk radio, but only EWTN TV radio and Catholic radio, and many, many books. I think I have kept Amazon in business the last few years. Study led to a spiritual conversion, which is still growing in our family today. With my spiritual conversion, our family stewardship giving increased. Another bonus was is that our marriage has never been better. Our life was taking on meaning. Sarah's talent has always been the gift to work with special needs children, which she has done professionally for many years. My talent, well, I'm not quite sure. But my motto when it comes to stewardship is, if you don't want to do it, you probably should. Just do it. Wherever there is a need, the Dollingers want to be there. The adage, it is in giving that we receive. That is so true. This is the joy of the gospel, and it's a game changer. This time, for our family.
Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and who shares these gifts with God, who shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. All our gifts that we have are from our Lord Jesus Christ, and a gift is not a gift until it has been given. So we want to gratefully give the first fruits of our time, talents, and treasures wherever they are needed, and most in our church and our Catholic community. As you renew your stewardship pledge, prayerfully consider what treasures our Lord has given to you, and thank Him for giving you the opportunity to share those gifts with others. Thank you for all that you do for our parish. You have made our parish what it is, a prayerful, dynamic, generous, and welcoming parish. We are a Catholic family built on traditions. Thank you.
Allison, would you like to say something?
God bless you.
Thank you.
I love you.